It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to college basketball this afternoon. The Benedictine College Lady Ravens on the road as they are in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on the pride of Clark University. With Joseph back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, Gus Couch here with you as Tom will be in Winchester this evening as it's going to be Class 2A High School Substate Basketball in Winchester, Kansas tonight, the championship round. The ladies will tip at 5 o'clock and the guys will follow somewhere around 7 o'clock. So we will pick up that game as soon as we are done here with the Benedictine College Lady Ravens. It is semifinal action tonight in the Heart of America Athletic Conference Tournament. You talk about Clark coming into today's ball game. They find themselves 28-1. They're 23-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Their lone loss this season came on this very floor is the Kiel Center. And it was to the Lady Ravens, Benedictine, coming away with a nice win in that ballgame, 62-61. The first time these two teams met back in Atchison earlier this season, well, it seems like it was an eternity ago as it was Clark coming away with a 10-point victory in that ballgame. Coming into the game for Clark, you talk about it, great record. They're the defending national champion, first-year head coach here. As their head coach last year won the national title, she went on to Quincy University, and her top assistant, Adam Hocking, is going to be the head coach this year. He's put together a great season, and a lot of that has been fueled by Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year, Nicole McDermott. McDermott coming into today's ball game. How about this? She is an 81% free throw shooter on the season. She is averaging right at 17 points per game. She is an excellent player in for Clark. They need her if this machine's going to run. Other players they put on the first team was also Maya Mershman, the guard. She made the first team. For Benedictine, they didn't have anybody on the first team. They had two players that checked in on the second team. Jennifer Jacobs, along with the transfer, Lauren Dubert, found themselves on the Heart of America Athletic Conference second team. Then you jump down to the Heart of America Athletic Conference honorable mention. For Clark, they got Taylor Norris on there. For Benedictine, they had Kennedy Nicholson. Clark also getting Izzy Peterson on that honorable mention. Other players for the Lady Ravens, Aaliyah Raines made the honorable mention. But also for Aaliyah Raines, she made first team all-defensive team for the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Nicole McDermott, we talked about, she was not only the player of the year in the conference, she was also one of the best defensive players in the conference. She also earned first team all defense in the conference. Well, with that, let's take a quick look at the starting lineups for both of these teams. First of all, for the Clark University Pride. Clark, as we just talked about, coming into the ballgame, 28-1 overall. They are 23-1 in Heart of America Athletic Conference play. They are the number one seed in the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason. They're going to start number three, Izzy Peterson. Izzy, a 5'5", senior guard out of Oregon, Wisconsin. Number five, the Conference Player of the Year, Nicole McDermott, a 5'7", senior guard out of Cascade, Iowa. 12 is Taylor Haas. She's a 6'1", senior forward out of Freedom, Wisconsin. Going to look down at number 15 is going to be Macy Cutcham, the 5'3", senior guard out of Columbia, Missouri. And number 24, Maya Mershman, a 5'11", junior guard out of Donelson, Iowa. Now for the Benedictine College Lady Ravens under head coach Chad Folsom. And how about this? 22nd season at the helm. Lady Ravens check in at 19-10 overall. They're 16-8 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're the number four seed. That's what puts them at the number one seed for this semifinals matchup here tonight. Lady Ravens going to start number three, Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6", junior guard out of Goddard. Number 10, Allie Kramer, the 5'7", senior guard out of Seneca's Nemaha Central. Number 30 is Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1", junior forward out of Wichita. 32 sees Aaliyah Raines, a 5'8", senior guard out of Meriden by way of Jeff West High School. And 33, Riley Roddinghouse, a 6'3", junior post out of Seneca's Nemaha Central. The Lady Ravens going to be dressed in their traveling black jerseys with red numbers and red trim. And for Clark, it's going to be those home unis with the blue and gold lettering and trim. Thinking about Clark and when they found their way into the Heart of America Athletic Conference, sort of looking it up a little bit ago, because for me it seems like it was just yesterday, but how about this? On April 3rd of 2015 is when the Heart of America Athletic Conference announced Clark and Mount Mercy had been accepted for membership into the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So it's been, you know, we're going on 9 years now that these two teams have found themselves in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. You talk about Clark and Dubuque, and you say, well, how do they compare to Benedictine in size? Clark has an enrollment of 1,075 students. They are navy and gold are their actual team colors. Anymore, we see a lot of schools that find themselves just going with a color, like Baker. Their team colors are orange. So, founded in 1843, and their president, Fletcher Lambkin, for Clark. Let's talk about this gymnasium, and if you were going to describe the Clark Gymnasium to somebody, I don't know, the one gym that stands out to me, and I think it's probably a smaller version of said gym, but I think of Holton a lot. It's one of those gymnasiums that has a track around the top. The floor is dropped down, so where you come in above the floor, and then the seating is built down towards the floor. So it's one of those, like I said, if you were trying to compare it to a school, I would compare it a lot to Holton. Well, the two teams are huddled up around the respective coaching staff. The officials make their way out onto the floor, and we are getting set for Heart of America Athletic Conference semifinals basketball here this evening on CARE Radio. Joseph back in the CARE Radio Sports Studios, and we really appreciate everything he does as he's going to have his hands full today with a triple dip of basketball. Joseph, again, thank you very much for everything. For the Lady Ravens, they're going to send out to center circle. It's going to be Riley Roddinghouse, the 6'3" junior post out of Seneca. For Clark, you look at them, they're going to send out, who's it going to be? Yeah, you figured it's probably Taylor Hayes, the 6'1" senior. Taylor had a sister a couple years ago, McKenna, who was great, and Taylor's been fantastic. The ball is up, tip is away, and it's college basketball this afternoon on CARE Radio. The ball is tipped back to the Ravens. They'll move it up the floor, kick it off to the low block, turn, shot up, it's good. quickly as that, the Lady Ravens are going to get on the board, and that time the pass underneath, and Jennifer Jacobs will have the first bucket of the ball game. Lady Ravens up to 30 seconds into this thing. The ball goes off to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Izzy Peterson. Works it to the low block. Hayes with a little head fake gets Roddinghouse in the air. The shot up, no good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Here they come, flying up the floor, crossing the timeline, going left to right, pull up in the lane, just a little short. Rebound, Lady Ravens, follow up, no. That time they were trying to get that shot to fall. It was Aaliyah in the middle. She couldn't. Here comes the Pride. Clark quickly up the floor. They're going to kick it back to the left side. A pull-up jumper. It's no good. Rebound, Hayes on the backside. Her follow-up is good. And as quickly as that, Taylor Hayes has her first points of the ball game. We are tied at 2-all a minute into this ball game. Lady Ravens with the ball off the left side. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson up to the high post. Kicks it off back right side. They're looking to swing it around to the top. Handled there by Nicholson back into the far corner underneath the Roddinghouse. She'll put on a little move, kick it back out, top side, drive into the lane by Reigns. Her shot up, no good, rebounded down by Clark. Here come the Pride, crossing the timeline on the right side. They're going to lose the ball off into the far corner and now be able to throw it off of a Lady Raven. It'll come back to the Pride. 23 on the shot clock, 8:27 left here in this first quarter of play. Clark going to work the ball in front of Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens bench. They're going to kick it way out on top, handled there at the 28-foot line, and it's going to be Macy Kutcha. Kutcha works around the key, now kicks it off to the left side, handled there, working against Kennedy Nicholson. Back to Kutcha. Right now, Clark working the ball outside the three-point arc, taking a little time right here, trying to run some clock, working against this Lady Ravens team. They're going to throw up a shot at the end of the shot clock. It's going to be up, no good. And that will be a turnover right there for Clark. So the Lady Ravens going to get the ball back here with 8:03 left here in the first quarter. It's 2-2, 2 minutes in. The ball kicked off to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Kramer. She'll come back top of side. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson starts to drive in. She gets a lane, and she gets a layup. Kennedy Nicholson with her first bucket of the ball game. Lady Ravens pull back ahead 4-2. Quickly up the court is going to be Izzy Peterson. Peterson comes top side to Kutcha. Kutcha off to the left is Maya Mershman. Her left-handed layup up no good. Rebounded down by Roddinghouse. Right now, Riley doing a nice job of pulling down all these rebounds, not allowing Clark multiple opportunities here in the early going. Ball goes into the middle, Roddinghouse, up, under, shot, up, good. Lady Ravens now up 6-2, 7:11 left here in the first quarter. Clark with the ball up the floor. 20 on the shot clock. They'll kick it off to the left side. Want to get it underneath the Hayes. They do. Her shot up. No. A little contact, but no foul. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. They're going to fly up the floor. And as we get the ball across the midcourt, we're going to get Izzy Peterson, I think. Yeah, it is. Izzy right there reaching in. Being a little aggressive, trying to steal the basketball away. It's going to be her first team foul, number one, for Clark. 6:52 left here in the first quarter of play. Lady Ravens will have it in play. Doing the inbounding is Reigns. She'll get it off to Jacobs. Now to Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson starts to drive. Got cut off by Hayes. She's going to come out. A long three. It's online. Just a little short. Rebounded down by Clark. That time for the Lady Ravens. Jennifer Jacobs put up a long three and just couldn't quite get it. Now on the upcourt pass, Clark getting a little fast. They're going to lose the ball away, but they're going to say last touch by the Lady Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson might have reached out and touched that thing. As it was rolling out of play, it'll come back to Clark underneath their own bucket. 23 on the shot clock. The ball comes in. They're going to start to drive baseline. The shot up, no, blocked. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Here they come, crossing the timeline on the left side. Working up as Kennedy Nicholson. Looking to the low block and says she's going to swing it around the top of the key. Now back to Nicholson, to Jacobs. Jacobs going to start to drive. Now she'll pull it back and reset the offense. And instead, she decides, yeah, let's just pull up a three. It's going to rim in and out. No good. Rebounded down by Clark. 6:05 left here in the first quarter. Ravens leading the Pride 6-2. Clark with the basketball up the court. They're going to kick it off to the high post, start to drive in, kick it off left side. It's a three. It's online. Just a little short. Rebounded down by Hayes, and she'll get the follow. Second chance opportunity for Taylor Hayes. She has all four of Clark's points. Four for Hayes, four for Jennifer Jacobs, but the Lady Ravens lead 6-2 on a Kennedy Nicholson shot to make the difference. Lady Ravens with the ball up the court, kicking off to the left side. The pass underneath is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here comes Clark. The ball was stolen away right there by Nicole McDermott. Haven't heard a whole lot from the Conference Player of the Year so far tonight. The ball will go to McDermott on the low block, and she's not going to get a shot away. Instead, kicks it out, and that follow shot up. No. And on the rebound, we're going to get an over the back by Taylor Hayes. So for Hayes, it's going to be her first. For Clark, it's going to be team foul number two. And Hayes is having a long discussion with the official underneath the basket in the backcourt saying, hey, I didn't think I was exactly over the back there. And the official says, I assure you were, and it will be your first foul, Clark's team foul number two. We have reached the midway point of the first quarter. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Ravens leading the Pride 6-4. BC with the basketball, the shot up, good. That time, nice job by the Lady Ravens, working the ball around the key, kicking it down low, and quickly getting a shot up and good. Benedictine now has doubled Clark at 8-4. Clark with the ball up the court, they're going to kick it off to the right side. A three-pointer, it's online, it's good. Clark waking up a little bit right there. So a three-pointer by the Pride brings him back to within one at 8-7. The ball goes down low for Benedictine. It's going to be handled there by Mizoraka as she turns, knocked away by Hayes. So Benedictine going to have the ball underneath their own bucket. 4:22 left here in the first quarter of play. 14 on the shot clock. Clark on defense, Benedictine brings it in. They're going to put a little shot up. It's no good. Rebounded down. Still on the floor. Now cleared away by the Lady Ravens. Now the follow shot is up. No. We're going to get a whistle on the floor before the shot occurred. That foul, I believe, is Taylor. It is. That's a big foul right there for Clark. Taylor Hayes is going to be guilty of her second foul. So two fouls on Taylor Hayes, and she's going to have to take a seat with 4:13 left here in the first quarter of play. Ravens with the ball in a one-point lead. Ball goes to the low block. The shot, it's up, it's good. Kyra Mizoraka with her first bucket of the ball game. Here comes Clark up the floor. It's going to be handled by Nicole McDermott. McDermott starts to drive, kicks it to the left, and we're going to get a whistle on the McDermott drive, and now we're going to see coming into the ball game for, Benedictine. We got out there Josie. So Josie Weiser back into the ball game. Into the ball game for the first time here. Clark with the basketball trailing by three. They're going to put up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson with the rebound. They're going to outlet it. Shot up. Good. Lady Ravens. Nice transition bucket right there. They now lead 12-7 with 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Right now, Clark's struggling to really just get anything going. Now they're going to get the ball off to the left side, thinking about a three, and instead we're going to get a charge. What happened right there is as the guard worked their way into the lane and did that little pop-out pass for the three-pointer, just never controlled her body. She ran over the defender. It's one of those away from the basketball type charges. An offensive foul will be a turnover, and here come the Lady Ravens. Benedictine with the basketball. 3:20 left here in the first quarter. Ravens with the ball and a 5-point lead. Ball goes off into the corner. It's handled there by Mizoraka. Back to the high post. Back to Mizoraka. She turns her shot up. Good. Kyra Mizoraka having a good first quarter right now. She has 4 points. Lady Ravens now lead Clark 14-7. Just under three to play here in the first quarter. A long three for Clark. It's up. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. That time, Maya Mershman went up with one hand, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Lady Ravens. Not sure I believe that one is now Clark going to bring Macy Kutcher back into the ballgame. Also back in for Benedictine, we're going to see Allie Kramer. She's going to give Kennedy Nicholson a little bit of a breather. Clark looking, finally brings it out. Topside handle there by Taylor Norris into the corner. We're going to see a drive, and Madison Lindauer's shot is blocked. Here comes Josie Weiser, flies in up the floor on the right side, kicks it back. An NBA three is no good, but prior to the three, we're going to get a whistle and a travel. That time, Allie Kramer caught the ball. She was in transition. She kind of stumbled, and I think that's why she threw up the three. The official's going to say, no shot. We're going to have a turnover before. So Clark with the basketball, trailing by seven. It'll be Mershman. She'll kick it off to the left side. Now comes back to Nicole McDermott. A little skip pass over there to the right. Maya Mershman, her shot up. No, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the drive. Looks like it's going to be a foul against Mizoraka. It is, and for Kyra, be her first for Lady Ravens. Not a big deal, only their second foul of the first quarter. So with 2:24 left here in the first quarter, we're going to see our first free throws. It's going to be Maya Mershman. Deep knee bend, her first one up is good. So for Mershman, she has her first point in the ball game. Clark with eight, looking for 9 points right here if they can hit this free throw. Maya's knee bend, shot up, got it. So Maya Mershman's going to knock down both free throws. She has 6 points, and here come the Lady Ravens up the floor now, only leading by five at 14-9. 2:19 left in the first quarter. Lady Ravens taking their time, walking the ball up the court. It's going to be Allie Kramer, the senior. She'll kick it off to the right side. A three for Josie. Oh, yeah. Josie Weiser tosses one in from downtown. Her first bucket of the ball game. Lady Ravens out on top, 17-9. Good start for Benedictine. Clark with the ball. They're going to kick it underneath. The shot up. No. Rebound on the floor. Cleared away by Josie. Josie with the outlet is going to be brought up the floor by Duber. Duber got a little ahead of herself right there. She was looking underneath for Roddinghouse, but that passed just a little too far, and the ball is going to get away and go all the way to the other end. Is in this Clark Gymnasium, they have a north-south floor, and right at the end of it, they have an east-west floor. So it kind of rolls all the way to the other end, and dragging it down there is going to be Madison Lindauer. She's going to inbound the ball, and bringing the ball up the floor is Macy Kutcher. Kutcher takes it on the drive, goes all the way to the right corner, now brings it out topside. They're going to kick it over there to Taylor Norris. Norris looking for a little avenue, being guarded by Josie, and as Norris starts to drive, she's going to lose the basketball. What a job right there by Josie Weiser of defending Taylor Norris. A turnover right there for Clark, and Benedictine will get the basketball back. Allie Kramer brings the ball up the floor. She'll turn, look at head coach Chad Folsom and say, hey, coach, what should we do here? They'll give her the offensive call. They'll kick it off to the right side, Dubert with it. Now to Josie. She thought about a really long three and maybe thought better of it. Back to Dubert. It's three. It's online. No. Rebounded down by Mizoraka. Her follow shot is going to be stripped away. Clark with the basketball. Here they come up the floor. It's going to be Macy Kutcher. Kutcher back to Nicole McDermott. McDermott just flies into the lane, throws up a left-handed shot, nowhere near, and here comes Benedictine. We are under a minute to play, 45 seconds. Josie thinking about a three, instead kicks it off to the low block down into the middle. The shot is up. No, we're going to have a whistle and a block. That time, they're going to say that McDermott was too far under the basket, so it couldn't be a charge, must be a block, and this is going to be a chance for Benedictine to put some more points on the board here before the end of the quarter. The first free throw is a little short. One more free throw coming the way of Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs' second free throw, it's online, rattles in. Jennifer Jacobs so far 5 points here in the first quarter. Benedictine now leading 18-9. We're at 31 seconds left here in the first quarter. little yo-yo dribble out top. Now the ball's going to be thrown away, and they're going to say a whistle and a foul on the Lady Ravens. That time it's going to be Allie Kramer reaching in, trying to steal the ball away. It's going to be her first foul. So Clark going to have it in underneath their own bucket. 27 seconds on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. It'll come way out topside, handled there by Macy Kutcha. Kutcha over there to Taylor Norris. Norris backing away, backing away. She's going to go all the way out to the logo. She's going to start to the left, now to the right. Here she goes, shot up, no, rebound. Lady Ravens, it's going to be Allie Kramer clearing away the board. She's going to fly up the court, call the offense on the fly. 6-5, Kramer, a three, no, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the three-point opportunity. Benedictine going to come to the free throw line in the person of Allie Kramer. She's going to have three free throws with 3 seconds left in this first quarter. And this is the first quarter that head coach Adam Hocking can't wait to get out of. Benedictine right now leading 18-9. They can take a double-digit lead into the second quarter. The first free throw up, perfect. Allie Kramer is going to have two more coming her way. The senior out of Nemaha Central, the second free throw up, good. They're going to say, actually, she must have had a foot on the line, so they're only going to give her two. Doesn't matter. She hits both of them. A heave for Clark is up. It's no good. We have come to the end of a quarter. Joseph, let's take a timeout. At the end of one, it's Benedictine 20, Clark 9.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Lady Raven basketball this afternoon. Benedictine and Clark in the semifinal round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Taking a look quickly at the scoring for both of these teams here this evening, or this afternoon. Benedictine in the first quarter led by Jennifer Jacobs with her 5. Kennedy Nicholson added 4. It was 4 for Nicole Stork. Josie Weiser knocking down a big 3 in that first quarter. Allie Kramer with the 2 free throws at the end. And Kyra Mizoraka has come off the bench for the Lady Ravens and given them 2 points. 4 Clark so far here in the first quarter. They are paced by Taylor Hayes, who has 4 points. Scoring then drops down to Taylor Norris with her 3. Taylor coming off the bench with those 3 points and 2 for Maya Mershman. As you realize, Nicole McDermott, the Conference Player of the Year, 0-for-2 in that first quarter. Here we go to start the second quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball leading 20-9 here in the first half. The ball goes left side. It's going to be a 3 up. Good for Benedictine. That time Riley Roddinghouse steps out, knocks down a 3-pointer. Give the assist to Aaliyah Raines. Clark with the basketball up the floor. They're going to kick it off to the right side. Get it underneath to Hayes. That's where they want to go. Hayes drops the shoulder, leans in. We're going to get a whistle and a foul, and this one going to go against Riley Roddinghouse. For Riley, it's just going to be her first for Benedictine, their first in the second half. But the only problem becomes going to bring Clark to the free throw line in the person of Taylor Hayes. Now, Hayes is a player who's out there with 2 fouls. Her first free throw up, good. She is an important cog to this Clark offense. One more free throw coming the way of Taylor Hayes. She eyes it, shoots it, gets it. So Hayes hits the bucket and makes it on a 12-point contest. Benedictine leading now 23-11. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Lady Ravens with the ball kicked to the high post. Now a little skip pass off to the right side, handled there by Kennedy Nicholson and Clark. How about this? Starting the second half, coming out in a 2-3 zone. Benedictine with the ball to the high post. They'll lose it for a second. Now it'll be stolen away by Clark. Here they come, flying coast to coast. Shot up. No, rebounded down by Benedictine. That time it was Macy Kutcha. Couldn't hit the shot. Kennedy Nicholson gets the rebound, and then up the court, we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and I believe this one's going to go against Macy Kutcha. It is a foul on Macy Kutcha. It'll only be her first. But team foul number two for Clark of the second half, or the second quarter. So Benedictine going to get it in at the 28-foot line opposite of the scores table. The ball's going to come in to Benedictine. It's going to be handled at the top of the key by Allie Kramer to the high post. It'll be handled there by Aaliyah Raines. Raines looking, looking. Now she's going to throw it away, and they're going to say a travel before the bad pass. So probably a little bit of a break right there for the Lady Ravens, because Clark had intercepted that pass and was headed to the other end, and the official said, no, we've got to travel before the pass. Here comes Clark up the floor, trailing 23-11, 8:18 left here in the second quarter. Clark with the ball. It's Izzy Peterson. It's a good name, Izzy. Kicked off to the top of the key, handled there by Mershman. Over to Kutcha. Kutcha shot high off the window and good and one. We're going to get a whistle and a foul against the Lady Ravens. This one going to go against Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be her first. Team foul number two of the second quarter, and coming to the free throw line for Clark, it's going to be Macy Kutcha. And for Clark here in the second quarter, they've only got 2 points in the first 2 minutes, but they've come from the free throw line. So lots of free throws. The shot up good, and we're going to get a timeout from Benedictine. So Macy Kutcha with a conventional three-point play, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Joseph, let's do it. Timeout coming with 8:06 left here in the first half of play. It is Benedictine 23, Clark 14.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
We welcome you back to college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. Tom coming up here. As soon as this game is over, he'll be in Winchester for a Class 2A sub-state championship basketball. But Benedictine with the ball and right now trailing or leading 23-14. Lady Ravens will work the ball into the middle. Little skip pass to the baseline. Shot up, no, but another turnover. This one a travel at the baseline. That time they got the ball down low to Riley Roddingham. And as she was trying to go from right to left underneath the basket, they're going to call her for a travel. Now, here comes Clark with the ball up the floor. They'll kick it to the high post. Mershman goes underneath, now kicks it back out on top, handled there by Taylor Hayes. Hayes now kicks it backside. It's going to be handled by Izzy Peterson, left-handed drive into the middle. Now they're going to kick it out top side. And as they got it back out to Maya Mershman, they're going to get her for a turnover. So Maya with the travel, quite a few turnovers so far here in this first half. Yeah, Benedictine already with 7 turnovers for Clark, only their third. Lady Ravens with the ball in the forecourt. Clark has dropped to this little 2-3 zone. It's caused the Lady Ravens not so much trouble, but a little confusion at times. The ball goes to the high post. They'll start to drive. The shot up, it's good. Great job right there for the Lady Ravens getting the ball in the middle and getting a layup. It was Jennifer Jacobs. Now Clark works it up. It's Hayes. Her shot up. No good, but the whistle and a foul, and it's going to bring, I believe it's going to bring Hayes to the free throw line. The official had taken some time to decide exactly who that foul is going to bring to the free throw line. The foul by Roddinghouse is going to be her second foul. Both of those have come here in the second quarter. Hayes is going to come to the free throw line. He's already with 6 points tonight. Two of those from the free throw line make it three. Perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line here today. All three of her second quarter points have come from the free throw line. Rodinghouse will go to the bench. Kyra Mizoraka checks in. Also checking in will come Taylor Norris as Macy Kutcha will check out. The second free throw up is good for Hayes. Lady Ravens will bring the ball up the floor. They'll kick it off to the high post, off to the right side. Handled there by Allie Kramer, thinking about a three. Instead, kicks it off to the left side. Duber starts to drive. Her shot up. In there. Good job for Benedictine. Hitting that shot in the middle, it's going to be Aaliyah Raines. And so for Aaliyah, she'll pick up her first bucket quickly. Clark down. They'll put up a shot. No good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. They're just going to fly into the forecourt. Kick it off right side. It's three. It's online. It's good. Allie Kramer for a three. She's got 5 points. And they're going to say she was fouled on this shot. Is what happened was she caught the ball. Her defender was trailing her down the floor. She put up kind of that Steph Curry, that off-balance three, hits it, and her defender cleared her out as she comes down the floor. And now the officials are going to talk about it for a second and say, the bucket is good. And I'm not really sure what the problem is going to be. So what happened was we had a made three from just inside the 28-foot line on the opposite side, and then we're going to get a whistle and a foul after the play. It's going to be a foul on 20. It's going to be Josie Potts. It is. Okay, so what they're going to say is the foul didn't occur on the shot. The foul occurred after the shot. So it was a made bucket, then a foul against Josie Potts will give the Lady Ravens the ball at the 28-foot line. Riley Rodinghouse will run over, and she will inbound the ball here. Looking, looking. Now they'll bring it in. Handled off to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Dubert. Clark has abandoned that 2-3 zone and gone back to the player defense. The ball back topside, handled over on the left side by Kennedy Nicholson, back to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs starts to drive, kicks it off. It's going to be Dubert in the lane. Her shot up, no, and they're going to say shot clock violation. Is that time the shot? I thought it got off before the buzzer, but instead they're going to say another turnover, this one by Benedictine. Lady Ravens, though, find themselves ahead 30-16 with 5.5 minutes left here in the first half. The ball goes topside, a long three, air ball, short. It goes out of bounds on the fly. So, it'll come back to the Lady Ravens underneath the Clark basket. Here we go. Benedictine with the ball up the floor. 5.5 left here in this first half of play. Benedictine with the commanding 30-16 lead. Probably right, raising a few eyebrows around the conference. The pass underneath, the shot, it's up, it's good. Benedictine with an easy layup underneath, and that's another one for Riley Rodinghouse. Clark with the basketball up the floor, trailing 32-16 with just under 5 to play. The ball goes topside, the shot up. No, we're going to get a whistle and a foul? No? Yeah. On the rebound, we're going to get the follow shot, but before that, Kyra Mizoraka going to be guilty of her second foul. For the Lady Ravens, team foul number 4, and for Clark, more free throws, and that's been about the only saving thing for Clark here in this second quarter. They've got 7 second quarter points in the first 5 minutes. 5 of the 7 points have come from the free throw line. Maya Mershman going to be at the free throw line. Eyes it, shoots it, nope. That time, that ball a little long. Maya, now 2 of 3 from the free throw line here this evening. Second free throw online, perfect. So Maya Mershman will hit 1 of 2. She's now 3 of 4 from the free throw line on the day. Benedictine now with a 32-17 lead. Lady Ravens with the ball up the court. Kick it off to the right side. It's going to be handled there by Rain. She's going to go on the right side. Put up a left-handed layup. It's going to be no good. Rebounded down by Clark. The Pride got to turn up that intensity a little bit if they want to get into this ball game before half. An NBA three. It's online. No. Rebound. Hayes looking for the board, and instead she's going to be pushed on the rebound, and she's going to be maybe Mizoraka with the foul. No, they're going to say Stork. So Nicole Stork will pick up the foul. It's going to be her first, and it's going to bring Taylor Hayes to the free throw line. Is that number five for the Lady Ravens here in the second quarter? So the problem here in the second quarter for the Lady Ravens, it's a minor problem because you're leading 32-17, but you're allowing all these free throws for Clark. 2, 4, 6. This will be their ninth free throw opportunity of the quarter. They will hit it. How about this? Clark, 8 of 9 from the free throw line here in the second quarter. They are, 10 of 11 on the afternoon from the free throw line. So 10 of their 19 points have come from the free throw line. Lady Ravens with the basketball up the floor. They'll kick it off to the low block. The shot up, no good. Rebounded down by Hayes. Hayes will kick it out to Mershman. Here she comes flying up the court. Now they'll get it off to Izzy Peterson. Peterson is wild up the floor. Now she'll kick it underneath. Hayes, her shot, no, but another whistle and another foul will bring Clark back to the free throw line in a first half that is, well, it's not speeding by. Still 3:56 left here in the first half. Coming to the free throw line for Clark, it's going to be Taylor Hayes. Hayes, only a 62% free throw shooter on the season, but she has not looked that tonight. She is 7 of 7. All 7 of those free throws have come here in the second quarter. She can make it a perfect 8. If she can knock this in, got it. She hits all 8 of her free throws so far, and now the Lady Ravens will have the ball up the court. The ball goes to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Lauren Duber. She starts to drive the baseline, loses it for a second. Now a little push pass out to Stork. Back off to the left side. Here comes Duber. 15-footer up. Good. Lauren Duber. How about this? That's only her first bucket of the ball game. Quickly. Clark up the floor. It's going to be Izzy Peterson. Kicks it over to Taylor Norris. Norris wants to get it underneath the Hayes. They do. Hayes sweeping hook shot up and good. Her first field goal of the second quarter. Benedictine, all of a sudden, has seen that large lead dissipate a bit. It's 34-23 Lady Ravens. 3:10 left here in the first half. A 15-footer up. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Pulled down by the Pride. Here comes Clark flying up the floor. Working on the right side. It's Izzy Peterson. She'll cut into the middle. Ball knocked free. Stolen away. Here comes Josie Weiser. Weiser flying down on the left side. A little Euro step. Shot up. No. Tipped back. It's going to be Kramer on the rebound. She's going to let one fly. It won't fall either. Taylor Norris will clear it down for Clark. Here come the Pride up the floor, trailing by 11 with 2:40 left here in the first half. Hayes at the bottom. Puts on a little move. The ball up. Shot is good. That thing went all the way around the world 2.5 times and then falls through. A big play right there, and Taylor Hayes is carrying this team here in the second quarter. How about this? Hayes. 16 points already this afternoon. The ball goes off to the right corner. Josie, now a long three. Oh, yeah! Josie Weiser with her second three in the ball game. She's got 6 points, and the Lady Ravens push it back out to a 12-point lead. 37-25, 2:05 left here in the first half. Hayes with it on the low block. She's going to kick it out top side. It's a three for Izzy. No! Rebound stolen away by Clark, and they're going to get the follow. First shot of the game made by Nicole McDermott, your Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year, has been held scoreless for the first 18 minutes of this ball game. She'll get one there. Benedictine with the basketball, leading by 10. 96 seconds left here in the first half. Lady Ravens with it. It's going to be Duber. She'll kick it off topside to Kramer. Kramer to the high post, back to Kramer. She'll start to drive in, and she's going to throw up a shot, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul against Clark. They're going to come over here and tell us, just into the ballgame, Georgia Hanselman. will pick up her first. Maya Mershfin will check out of the ballgame, and Macy Kutcha back in. We haven't seen Macy out there much. We're going to see Kramer at the free throw line for a couple free throws. She is 2 of 2 already today. First one, just a little short. Just one more coming her way. Allie Kramer, we talked about 2 of 2, now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. She does have 5 points today. The second free throw won't fall either. Rebounded down by Clark. Here comes Izzy Peterson. She crosses the timeline, kicks it off to the right side, handled there by Madison Lindauer. Lindauer to Taylor Norris. Norris puts on a nice little move, gets into the lane. Her shot up. No, stolen away. Here come the Lady Ravens. It's Josie Weiser on the fast break. She's going to pull it back. She did not have numbers. It was 1-on-3. I kind of thought she was going to take it anyway. Now a long three going to be put up by Kennedy Nicholson. No good. Rebound Lady Ravens. Top of the key. 3 for Kramer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Clark, and on the rebound, we're going to get a whistle and over the back by Josie Weiser. Weiser reached in there trying to steal that ball over the top. She's going to be called for the foul. The problem with that foul, 53 seconds left. We're going to take the long walk to the other end as the Lady Ravens are in that bonus. They're over the 5-foul limit, and it's going to bring Clark back to the free throw line. And I'm going to tell you, Clark has done their damage tonight. From the free throw line. First free throw rims around, no good. And that's something that hasn't happened today is Clark missing free throws. So, Hayes misses the first. She'll get the second to fall. So she'll hit 1 of 2. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Now only leading by 9, 37-28, 45 seconds. The ball goes over to Josie, working right in front of the Clark bench. Kicks to the top of the key. It's handled there by Allie Kramer. Thought about a 3 instead. She'll kick it off behind her. A long 3 up, no good for Benedictine. Rebounded down by Lauren Dubert. Dubert will go over to Josie Weiser. 16 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. Allie Kramer will have it topside. She'll handle it out on the logo, set up the offense. Kick it off to Lauren Dubert. Dubert back. To Nicholson, underneath, the shot, up, good, nice little hook shot right there by Nicole Stork. She's got 6 points. Here come Clark, up the floor, trailing 11 with 8, 7, 6 on the play clock. A step back, 3, it's up, well short, rebound, loose on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Jump ball with 0.3 seconds will come to Clark, and for Clark, they're going to say, kind of wish we didn't have that. Not really going to be much that Clark can do with the ball in that little time. Ball comes in and that'll do it. We have come to intermission at the Kiel Center. Our halftime score here. It's Benedictine 39, Clark 28. We'll be back to recap the first half after this.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome you back here this afternoon to college basketball on CARE Radio. High school basketball coming up here after the, or as soon as this game concludes, we're going to ship it off to Winchester, Kansas. Tom is going to have Class 2A championship games. First game up is going to be Moore Hill Mount Academy ladies against Riverside. So as soon as we get out of here, we're going to ship it off to Winchester. But we've got a fantastic game going on right now here in Dubuque, Iowa. Benedictine with a 39-28 lead at the break. Taking a look at the scoring for both these teams. First of all, for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs is leading the way with her 9 points. Josie Weiser is 2 of 2 from behind the arc with very long three-pointers. She's got 6 points. Nicole Stork has added 6. Allie Kramer has added 5. Kennedy Nicholson has added 4 points today. It's a three-point effort so far for Riley Roddinghouse, Lauren Dubert with 2, Aaliyah Raines with 2, and Kyra Mizoraka has come off the bench to give the Lady Ravens 2 points. Now, for Clark, their issue has been they've only got 5 players in the scoring column so far. They are led by Taylor Hayes, and I'm going to tell you, that second quarter was huge for Taylor. She hit all of those free throws, going 9 of 10 in the second quarter. She has 17 points, and let's just do some quick math. Yeah, she had 4 at the end of a quarter, so she scored 13 points in that second quarter, 17 on the first half. But the problem is, no other player scored really for Clark. They only had 3 for Taylor Norris. Macy Kutcha added 3. It was Maya Mershman with 3. And how about this? Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year, averaging 18 points a ball game. Nicole McDermott, she was held to 2. 1 of 3 shooting, only 2 rebounds in the first half to go along with those 1 foul. Now, let's talk about fouls while we've got a moment. Taylor Hayes, the player with 17 for Clark, she has 2 fouls. Macy Kutcha has 2 fouls. Izzy Peterson has 2 fouls for Clark. For the Lady Ravens in the first half, they've got 1 player that's in a little bit of trouble, and that's Nicole Stork. She had 6 points in the first half, but she has 3 fouls in the first half. Riley Roddinghouse has 2, and Kyra Mizoraka has 2. And if you start to look at those 3 names and you say, Stork, Roddinghouse, and Mizoraka, what do those 3 players have in common? They're post. And the problem is their post players are going against Hayes. Hayes has been able to get herself to the free throw line by getting everybody in foul trouble. So in the second half, the Lady Ravens are going to have to figure out some way to slow down Hayes and not put her at the free throw line so much. In the first half, Benedictine, they shot well. They shot about 52% from the floor. They were 16 of 31. Clark, they struggled. They were 7 of 29 for 24%. From behind the arc, Benedictine hitting about a third of their shots at 4 of 12. For Clark from behind the arc, they were 1 of 9. But free throws, that's the difference maker. How about this? Clark, 13 of 15 from the free throw line for 87%. Benedictine, 3 of 6 from the free throw line, 50%. Turnovers, 8 of them in the first half for Benedictine. You think 8 turnovers, you find yourself into trouble? Well, instead, they still find themselves ahead by 11 here at the break. Total rebounding advantage goes to Benedictine, a 22-16 rebounding advantage. Offensive rebounds, both teams pulled down 6. And so that's kind of where we are here at the end of what has been a really fun first half. The second half is set to be exciting as we've got 20 minutes left to decide who goes to the Heart of America Athletic Conference Championship game next week. And these two teams, both of them really want it. Benedictine looking for that elusive win number 20. For Clark, they're looking to hopefully get themselves, if they were looking at it, to a 30-win type season. But Benedictine finds themselves with a lead here at half. Let's kick it back to Joseph for your halftime. But again, your halftime score at Dubuque, it's Benedictine 39, Clark 28.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
It's a full-on restock at Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. The shelves are lined with vape juice. The case of disposables, featuring a great variety and prices, is overflowing. And the alternative section, including new ways to relax, along with new accessories from sources you can trust. Did I mention the Wildberry incense? There's no time to detail at all. You have to see it, smell it, and vape it for yourself. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Gus Kautz and the Benedictine Lady Ravens on the road in just a few minutes. I do want to mention that we do have a programming note to mention. We will be joining the Riverside Marjo Mount Academy girls game in progress today. And then we will go on to the JCN Horton game, both of them being played out at JCN with Tom Kautz after the conclusion of this broadcast. Coming up later on during the week, everything is to be announced at this point. Looking at it right now, we cannot tell you for sure who we will be playing with basketball games, probably beginning Wednesday afternoon. Do stay tuned right here to KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, where we will keep you abreast of the changes and the scheduling that is coming up in high school basketball for the area. Right now, we're going to take a real quick break. I'll be back.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Right now in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we're the only game in progress as the Lady Ravens lead the Clark Pride 39-28 at the half. Taking a look at last night's scores in men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, it was Baker over Graceland, 74-73. Then Peru State topped Mid-America Nazarene, 71-67, setting up their Monday, March 4th, 7 p.m. showdown, as it will be Peru State on taking on Baker for the men's basketball championship in the Calden Center in Baldwin City. Now that game can be seen on the internet for the Peru State website or the Baker website. In KU basketball action today, it was the Kansas Jayhawks falling to the Baylor Bears with the final score of Baylor Bears 82, Jayhawks 74. The K-State Wildcats will be in play at about 6 p.m. today. We also will have scores coming in from the Atchison High game, as that game will be starting in just a few minutes, but we will only be able to keep you abreast of the scores in that game. Right now, we're going to take a real quick break and be back with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A red flag warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 72 degrees and sunny outside in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 72 out there with the winds out of the south at 22 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. The relative humidity is 37%, the dew point 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.69 inches of mercury. We will be returning to gust counts shortly. And, of course, Tom Counts will be coming up in just a moment right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
And with that, we welcome you back to college basketball this afternoon on Care Radio. Joseph back in the Care Radio Sports Studios, and thank you very much for all you do. Great job as always. And here we go for the second half of this Heart of America Athletic Conference semifinals action. Clark will take the ball inbound. They're going to kick it underneath the shot up. Good and one. As quickly as that, we're going to see Nicole McDermott. We talked about her in the first half. She was a player who the conference, Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year, she had 2 points in the first half. She hits the free, or hits the shot. She'll come to the line for the free throw, looking to complete the conventional three-point play. Rattles it through. As quickly as that, she has 5 points. 39-31, the Benedictine College lead here in the second half. Lady Ravens will bring the ball up the floor. It's going to be Kramer. Her pass off to the left side looking for Reigns, and instead it'll land in the second row of the student section. And as quickly as that, Coach Fulton says, let's stop this thing. Timeout. Timeout on the floor coming with 8:50 left here in the second half of, or excuse me, in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 39, Clark 31.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Coach Fulton utilizing that timeout right there. He saw his team come out of the locker room not exactly the way he wanted with a turnover, and so Clark will have the ball up the court now, only trailing by 8. The ball comes top side. It's going to be handled there by Izzy. Izzy Peterson with a little left-handed dribble. Now she'll cross over the top of the key. Now kick it off to the right side. The pass underneath to Hayes. She wants to put up a shot. Finally will. It'll be up, tipped away, no good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Here they come, flying up, crossing the timeline. It's going to be Nicholson. Her pass underneath is going to be thrown away. That time a steal by Nicole McDermott. She's going to fly coast to coast. Her pass off to the right side. Shot by Hayes. It's no good. Off the Lady Ravens' foot and out of bounds. That time, last touch by Riley Roddinghouse. So, Clark going to have it underneath their own bucket. They're going to have it in with 20 on the shot clock. They'll kick it in two. The left side is going to be Macy Cutchess. She starts to drive. We're going to get a whistle and a hand check. This one going to go against Kennedy Nicholson. For Nicholson, it's going to be her second foul of the ball game. Again, 20 on the shot clock. Clark with the ball underneath their own basket. Looking, looking, looking. Finally, they're going to get an in play. It's going to be Mershman. Her pass underneath to Hayes, nowhere to go. She'll get it back out topside to Izzy. Izzy starts to drive the left baseline, comes out topside. Hayes, 17-footer up, a little short off the front iron, rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Here they come up the left side, kick it off into the far corner. Back to Dubert for three. No good. Rebounded down by Hayes. Hey, he's closing in on a double-double already this afternoon. She's got 17 points, 9 rebounds. The up-court pass to the left corner. The shot up. Off the rim 3 times. No good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. These two teams are running here in the second half. It's going to be Dubert with the ball. She'll kick it off to the left side. The shot up. No, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul against Clark. And now the officials are confirming for a second. I think they're trying to decide if it was in the act of shooting. And the backside official will confirm that we're going to see free throws here. So, the foul is going to be against Macy Kutchup. So for Kutchup, I've got that as her second, and it's going to bring the Lady Ravens to the free throw line. It's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. The first one up, no good. One more rebound coming for Jennifer. Her second one up, perfect. So Jacobs will make the second one and make it a 9-point game. Benedictine 40, Clark 31. 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. The ball goes left side, kick to the baseline. The shot up, no good. Rebounded down by Hayes. Hayes kicks it out, top side. Handled there by Taylor Norris. Her 3-pointer up, no good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Riley Rottinghouse with the rebound. They'll kick it over. It's Dubert's pass is going to be picked off. Here comes Clark, crossing the timeline. As a dead break, kick it off left side. Hayes, for her layup up, good. Taylor Hayes from the right side. She's got 19 points to go along with those 9 rebounds today. And she is single-handedly keeping her team in this ballgame. Benedictine right now leading Clark 40-33. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Benedictine with the ball at the top. It's Josie. Little yo-yo dribble now. She'll work to the left, get into the lane, put up a shot. No, rebounded down by Clark. Right now, the Lady Ravens, one shot, no rebounds. Here comes Clark. They're kicking off to the right side. It's a long three. Oh, yeah. That was a long three made by Taylor Norris. And all of a sudden, it feels like Clark coming to life in this second half. Lady Ravens once led by 18, now only a 4-point advantage, 40-36, just under 6 to play here in the third quarter. The ball goes topside, handled there by Dubert. She'll kick it off to Josie Weiser, kick it off to the right side. Now handled there by Dubert, a little 18-footer up, no good, rebounded down by Clark. We talked about it a moment ago. That time Maya Mershman will pull it down, but the Lady Ravens are only getting one shot at this thing. Mershman's going to fly down, kick it back off topside. Little drive into the lane, left-handed shot up, good. Mershman now with 5 points. And Clark draws to within 2, and we're going to get a timeout with the Lady Ravens. Timeout on the floor, coming with 5:20 left in the third quarter of play. It's Benedictine 40, Clark 38.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back. It is college basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio. High school basketball coming up. As soon as this thing's over, we're going to send it to Tom. He is in Winchester, where it is Morehill Mount Academy against Riverside in game one of the sub-state championship games. Taking a look at these teams here in the second half, Benedictine struggling out the gate. They have been outscored 10-1 in the first 4.5 minutes here of this third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball up the floor. It's going to be Stork to Misuraca. Quick over into the left corner, handled there by Dubert. Dubert out to Kennedy Nicholson. She'll drive. Her shot blocked. What a job right there by Maya Mershman, going way upstairs, able to throw that ball out of play. And with 5:04 left here in the third quarter and 11 on the play clock, the Ravens are going to have it underneath their own bucket. Doing the inbounding duties is going to be Kramer. She'll bring it in to Nicholson. Now to the low block, Stork. She lost it, kicked it back out. Long three on line, just a little short. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. And how about this? One bouncing into the trash can in the far corner. Reaching in and pulling it out is Jennifer Jacobs, and she said, I want to wipe that thing off a little bit. Official gives it the once over, said, eh, there's no nacho cheese or mustard on this thing, so let's just go. Here we go. Just under five to play here in the third quarter. Clark with the basketball up the floor, looking to take their first lead of the ball game. They'll kick it into the corner. It's three. It's online. In and out. Rebounded down by Clark. They're going to kick it out topside. Now back to Taylor Norris. Norris will back it away to the Clark logo. Now she'll go to the high post. Back out to Maya Mershman. Mershman starts to drive. Her shot off. Blocked. And we're going to get a jump ball possession arrow to Benedictine. What a job right there for the Lady Ravens getting a hand on it. Was Kyra Mizoraka able to block the shot, cause the tie-up, and we're going the other way. Benedictine with the basketball in a two-point lead. 4:20 left here in the third quarter. Josie Weiser with the basketball. Now she'll kick it off to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Dubert. Dubert starts to work in back to Josie. Josie thought about the three. Instead, she'll start to drive and pull it back out. Looking for a little screen right there by Ms. Rocca. She'll get it. She'll step back and knock down her third three-pointer of the game. What a job by Josie Weiser, who's a perfect 3-for-3 from behind the arc. Clark flies down the floor. A three. It's up. No good. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Here they come on the dead run, crossing the timeline on the right side. They're going to go coast to coast, put up the shot, and it's going to be blocked. Madison Lindauer with the block. Here comes Clark, flying it up the floor. Kicks it off, right side, uncontested, count it. Three-pointer for Clark. What a job right there by the Pride. Able to block the shot on the far end, fly down the floor, get the three-point shot, and now Madison Lindauer has made this a two-point ball game. Lindauer picked a big time to pick up her first bucket of the ball game. Now the pass underneath. They're looking for Stork. It's stolen away by Clark. Clark back up the floor, trailing 43-41 with 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. The ball goes to upside Madison Lindauer. She'll kick it over to Taylor Norris. Norris with a little right to left dribble. Now kicks it off to the right side. Thought about another three. Instead, they'll kick it off into the far corner. Handled there by McDermott. She'll go baseline looking for Hayes, and it'll be knocked out of play. Nice job right there by the Lady Raven defense. That time Warren Dubert able to fly down and kick that ball out of bounds. There we go. So, 2:51 left here in the third quarter. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Clark going to have it in under their own bucket. It's going to be brought in by Mershman. She'll get it to Lindauer. Lindauer at the top of the key, back to Mershman. She'll drive the baseline, gets tied up. She'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And is it Hayes? It is. She slaps the floor in disgust as Taylor Hayes has now picked up her third foul of the ballgame. If you're Coach Adam Hocking, this wouldn't be a terrible time to take out Taylor, give her the last 3 minutes here to get a breather. But instead, he's going to say, hey, you're a senior. You know what you're doing. Let's roll. Here we go. 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball and a two-point lead. They're going to get the ball topside, handled there by Stork. Stork goes off to the right side. It's going to be Rain. She starts to drive in back to Mizoraka, looking underneath. They're going to get it there. The shot up off the glass and good. Allie Kramer with the layup. Give the assist to Kyra Mizoraka. For Allie, she's got what? 7 points today. The ball comes back to Clark. It's going to be handled there by Taylor Norris. Her three up, well short. Rebound off of the hands of Taylor Hayes. It's going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine. Lady Ravens have flirted with giving away this lead here in the third quarter, but they never have. And so for Clark, again, we talk about it. game after game. It's that pushing the boulder up the hill. Well, they've got a big hill to roll it up, as the Lady Ravens have done a nice job of holding on to this lead the entire afternoon. 45-41 is the Lady Raven lead. The ball goes into the middle, a little shot up, no good. Rebound pulled around and finally controlled away by Clark. They're going to fly up into the forecourt. It's Macy Kutcha. Kutcha's just going to be reached in and have the ball stolen away from her. Nice job right there for the Lady Ravens, stealing the basketball away, and that's going to be all defensive player in the conference, Aaliyah Raines. Raines, the senior out of Jeff West, with the steal. Now the pass into the middle, the shot up, good, Lauren Dubert. Dubert with the bucket. Lady Ravens down, lead by six, 47-41, 60 seconds left here in the third quarter. The pass goes to Hayes at the low block. Her shot up, no, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and this one looks like it's Kyra Mizoraka. It is. For Kyra, I've got that as her third foul. It will be. And as quickly as that, Coach Folsom looking around, and I believe we're going to see Roddy now seeing after this first free throw. So we're going to see Taylor Hayes at the free throw line. Taylor shot a lot of free throws tonight. Hasn't shot much here in the second half. We're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Hayes, free throw up, well short. Hayes is...
Oh dear, it looks like we've lost him for just a moment. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial real quick and try to reestablish contact.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
So, we are back here in Dubuque with 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Benedictine with a 49-43 lead. We're going to see free throws right now for Clark. Free throw up. Good. Hayes is going to hit that second one and now make it 49-44. Lady Ravens are going to have the basketball with a 5-point lead and 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. So just a heads up, Joseph, we're going to reach the end of the third quarter here pretty shortly. Lady Ravens are going to walk the ball up, crossing the timeline. Little seesaw dribble at the top. Looking. She gets tied up for a second. Now gets it off. A long three for Kramer. It's online just a little short. And that will do it for the third quarter. We have come to the end of three here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference women's semifinal game. It's Benedictine 49, Clark 44.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back. College basketball this afternoon on Care Radio. If you're tuning in for high school basketball, give us a few minutes. We'll be there just shortly as we are getting set for the fourth quarter of play as Benedictine leading the number 5 team in the country, Clark, and the number 1 team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's postseason tournament. Benedictine out on top 49-44. kind of reviewing some of the scoring right now for Benedictine there, paced by Jennifer Jacobs with her 10 points. Josie Weiser, 3 of 4 from behind the arc for 9 points. Allie Kramer has 7. For Clark there, paced by Taylor Hayes is 22 points. She has 10 rebounds, but 3 fouls tonight. The player you got to think about is Nicole McDermott, Conference Player of the Year. We talked about her scoring this season at almost 18 a game. Well, she's been held to 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting. Clark will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They're going to get off to the left side. A 3. It's online. It's good. Maya Mershman will knock down her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and we're going to see Benedictine up the floor with a 2-point lead. 9.5 left here in the fourth quarter. The ball goes underneath. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the floor. This foul against Clark, and it's going to be Nicole McDermott. Well, Nicole hasn't scored much, and, well, she hasn't fouled really either. That was her first foul of the ball game coming here in the first 36 seconds of the fourth quarter. Benedictine with the ball underneath their own basket. They're going to get it out to the high post, looking down low. They wanted to get something there, nothing doing. Kick it off into the right corner. Thought about the long three and said Dubert will drive baseline, and in doing so, she's going to step on said baseline and turn the basketball over. A turnover with 9:14 left in the contest. Benedictine still holding on to that 2-point lead, 49-47. Clark with the basketball up the floor, looking to take their first lead of the game. They're going to toss it underneath, just a little too long for a shot. Now they're going to back up. Horse one up. Maya Mershman has all 5 points here in the fourth quarter for Clark, and we have a brand new ball game. 49-49, 8:49 left here in the contest. Benedictine with the basketball, crosses the timeline. Kicks it off to the left side, handled there by Dubert. Little left-handed dribble, now gets it off to the high post. Roddinghouse backs in, shot up, good. Nice job by Benedictine's Riley Roddinghouse, and Benedictine now leads 51-49, 8.5 left. Macy Kutcha with the basketball. She'll kick it off to Hayes at the high post to Kutcha, and now we're going to get another foul against the Lady Ravens. This one going to go against Roddinghouse, and I've got her for 3. She will check out of the ball game. We're going to see Stork back in. We're also going to see Kennedy Nicholson in. Both teams with 1 foul here in the fourth quarter. Clark with the ball under their own basket, 20 on the shot clock. They're going to come to the high post. It's going to be McDermott. She just has not been able to get anything up tonight. The pass to the right side. The shot is up, and it is good. Taylor Hayes with another bucket right there, and she's having a massive evening here. You talk about Taylor's number 24 points tonight, but she does have those 3 fouls. The ball goes top of the key. It's a 3 for Kramer. No good. Rebound. Lady Ravens are going to go over the top. No whistle, no foul. And they're going to reset the offense. It's going to be handled by Allie Kramer. She'll look over at Coach Folsom right next to her, about an arm's length away. She'll get the play call. 10 on the shot clock. She'll start left, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to go against Izzy? Yeah. Izzy Peterson. That's going to only be her second. She looks over at Coach, and she shows him that that's only 2 fouls, so it's not a big deal for me right now. Lady Ravens with the ball. 20 on the shot clock. 7.5 left in the, let's call it regulation, if you will. The ball comes out topside. Lady Ravens in the Pride are tied at 51. Benedictine kicks it off. Stork for 3, wide left. The rebound for Benedictine. The shot up, good. What a job on the backside. Rebound by Aaliyah Raines. Raines gets the bucket and puts her team back out on top. 53-51, Lady Ravens. 7 minutes to go. Clark with the basketball. Spinning, shot up, no. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. Last touch by Clark. Now, the official is going to talk about it for a second. They're going to go ahead and confirm and say it is Lady Raven Bolt. Clark going to stop play for just a moment. got a player out there tying her shoe. Tying her shoe out there is going to be Izzy Peterson. I'm not so sure the rabbit around the tree or the loop, swoop, and pull method, but here come the Lady Ravens with the basketball, with a two-point lead, and eyeing up a chance to go on to next week's championship game. The ball comes right side. It's three. No. Rebounded down by Clark. That time a three-pointer up. No good for Kennedy Nicholson. Baseball pass to the other end. A shot up. No good, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul against the Lady Ravens. That time the Lady Ravens got caught a little behind in a nice transition pass for Clark. Got them out into the forecourt, and we're going to see a foul against, I believe it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. It is, and for Kennedy, I've got that as her third. Fouls in the second, the third, and now one in the fourth. The first free throw up well short for Taylor Hayes. So Taylor's going to have one more free throw coming her way. Talk about the senior Taylor Hayes, 25 points tonight. The second one going to roll through. It's 53-52, Benedictine leading Clark. 6.5 minutes left in this contest. The ball goes off to the left side. We're going to start to see a drive, and now we're going to see a turnover and then a foul. What happened was Aaliyah Kramer caught it, gave a little bit of a head fake, and decided she was going to drive. When doing so, she slipped. The ball gets away from her, and then caught out of position a little bit. She's going to be whistled for the foul. 6:19 left here in the contest. Benedictine holding on to a one-point lead, 53-52. Clark crosses the timeline, kicks it off to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Taylor Norris. Norris's pass is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Lady Ravens, coast to coast, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. What a job by Nicole McDermott, Conference Player of the Year. She was also all-conference defensive team, but they're going to say, on the block, we're getting a foul. So Nicole McDermott will collect her second foul of the ballgame. It'll bring the Lady Ravens to the free throw line. The first shot is up. Nope. And one more free throw coming for the Lady Ravens, Aaliyah Raines. The Reigns misses the first one. She's got one more free throw. She can make this a two-point Lady Raven advantage. She won't, and it'll be out of bounds and come back to Clark. So missed opportunity right there for the Lady Ravens, and now 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Benedictine leading Clark, 53-51. Clark crosses the timeline, walks right in front of head coach Adam Hocking, and Coach Hocking says, let's burn that timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Timeout on the floor coming with 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in the contest. It's Benedictine 53, Clark 52.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Heart of America Athletic Conference. Play this afternoon. It is the conference tournament semifinals. Benedictine being hosted by the pride of Clark University. Clark coming into this ballgame 28-1. Their lone loss this season came at home here in the Kiel Center to Benedictine just a few weeks ago. That game was 63-62. Well, this game's ever been as close. Benedictine right now leading this thing with 5:55 left. It's Benedictine 53, Clark 52. Clark has not led today, but they have the basketball and a chance to take their first lead of the afternoon. The ball comes in. It's going to be handled there by Taylor Norris. Norris to Hayes. Hayes is passed in the middle. Knocked free by Kyra Mizoraka. Stolen away by the Lady Ravens. They'll come back up the floor, leading by one. 5.5 to go. The pass goes down low. Lady Ravens now a little kick over there. Stork shot up. Good. Or excuse me, that one's Mizoraka. Kyra Mizoraka gives the Lady Ravens now a three-point lead, 55-52, 5:20 to go. Clark really struggling to get the ball down low to Hayes. That's really where they want to go right now. Now, the pass looking for a cutting. Maya Mershman can't connect with her. The ball will come back to Clark underneath their own bucket. Clark looking, looking, looking. Finally, they're going to bring it in. The shot up, no. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds, coming back to the Lady Ravens. That time, Nicole McDermott had it for a second, but a great job by Aaliyah Raines reaching in and able to knock the ball out of play. Clark going to get the basketball under their own bucket. 5:06 left and a fresh 20 on the shot clock. They'll bring it way out on top to Madison Lindauer. Lindauer to Norris, over to McDermott. She'll drive her shot up, no rebound, tipped around, pulled down by the Lady Ravens. McDermott just having a rough outing this afternoon. Great job by this Lady Ravens team. Aaliyah Raines with the block, and now she'll bring it up the floor. Kick it off to Dubert. Dubert starts into the middle. Kick it off to the left side. Handled there by Stork. Now it'll go to Rodinghouse. She'll turn. Hook shot in the lane. Yeah! Give the bucket to Riley Rodinghouse. Lady Ravens push it back up to a five-point advantage. 57-52. 4:28 left here in the contest. Ball comes up the floor. Madison Lindauer will have it. They're going underneath to Hayes. She'll be knocked to the floor. No foul. Stolen away by the Lady Ravens. And now, this is the time the Lady Ravens need to be patient. They'll do exactly that. They'll get the ball to their senior, Allie Kramer. She'll walk the ball across the timeline. Look at Coach Folsom. Won't start the offense until the clock gets down to 15. The ball goes off to the right side, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul away from the basketball. Working underneath was Jennifer Jacobs, and they're going to say she was clearing out with that free hand. Jennifer picks up her first foul, and that's going to be a big turnover in the sense of the Lady Ravens won't give up the lead on this possession. Wow, wouldn't that have been huge to be able to add to this five-point lead? Just under 4 minutes to play. Here we go. Clark up the floor with the basketball. It's going to be Izzy Peterson with it. She'll go off to Taylor Norris. Norris with a little hook pass into the middle. Hayes, shot block. Rebounded down by Clark. Back to Hayes. Her pass out on top. Looking for Taylor Norris. Norris starts to drive. Her shot off the glass. Up. Good. Clark gets the shot in the middle and makes this now a three-point game. 57-54. 3.5 left in the contest. High school basketball coming up right after this game. Tom is down in Winchester as it will be the first game, Moore Hill Mount Academy against Riverside. That game for the chance to punch a ticket to Dodge City. Never thought that would be a good idea. Now the ball goes to low block. The shot up. Good, Lady Ravens. Nice job right there by Aaliyah Raines. She'll make another one. Clark with the ball underneath. It's Hayes. It's up. It's good. We are going to get a timeout, Clark. Joseph, let's do it. Timeout on the floor coming with 2:50 left. It's Benedictine 59, Clark 56.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back here to college basketball this afternoon. Lady Ravens versus the Pride in the Kiel Center this afternoon. Benedictine with a 59-56 lead. 2:50 left in the contest. Grandview sitting at home saying somebody's coming to Des Moines next week. And they probably don't care who it is. They had a convincing win over Mid-America this afternoon. Benedictine with the basketball. Ball will go off to the right side, kick it back, top of the key, a 15-footer up, no good, rebound, down to the Lady Ravens, and they're going to back it away and run some more clock off. 2:20 left in the contest. 59-56, Benedictine with a three-point lead. The shot clock down to 8-7. Kick it off to the left side. Reigns, got it! How about that? Aaliyah Reigns will knock down that shot right there, and congratulations to Aaliyah as she now joins the 1,000-point club. Thanks, Josh. As he let us know during that last time out, coming into today's ballgame, Aaliyah needed 9 to get to 1,000. Well, she's up to 10 right there. The ball will come up the floor, and quickly, Taylor Norris will get a shot up and good. 61-58, Lady Ravens. A minute 37 left in this contest. The ball will go Nicholson. Back out topside to Mizoraka. They're looking underneath. Now start to drive the baseline. They'll lose a handle on it, regain it. 3 on the shot clock, 2 on the shot clock. We're going to get a jump ball. Ball will stay here with Benedictine. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Coach Fulton will turn and quickly send into the ball game. His senior point guard is going to be Allie Kramer. Lady Ravens are going to have it in front of their bench, leading by 3, but 2 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 18 left in the contest. Reigns will do the inbounding. She's going to bring it in. 2-1. Shot at the buzzer. Won't draw iron, and we will get a shot clock violation. Not a huge problem right there for the Lady Ravens. They still lead by 3, and they ran the entire shot clock. Lady Raven's going to make a couple of substitutions. Stork will come into the ballgame. She's going to replace Jennifer Jacobs. Here we go. Clark flying up the floor. They're going to have to show a sense of urgency right now. We're down to 70 seconds left in this contest. The ball goes off to the left side. It's going to be handled over there by Maya Mershman. She'll go to the rack, and she'll be fouled. Mershman is going to be fouled by Kyra Mizoraka. For Mizoraka, 4 points, now 4 fouls. It's going to bring Maya to the free throw line for a couple. So for Mershman, she's going to be up there. She's got 11 points so far today. We are at 59.9 on the clock. For Mershman, her first free throw, perfect. She'll have one more free throw coming her way. She's had a big fourth quarter. She's already got 6 points in the fourth quarter. She can bring her team to back within 1. 61-59. Clark. And got a free throw coming up here by Mershman. She'll eye it, shoot it, get it. We're going to get Mershman to make both free throws, and Coach Folsom says, give me a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Timeout on the floor, coming with 59.9 seconds left in the contest. It's Benedictine 61, Clark 60.
It's a full-on restock at Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. The shelves are lined with vape juice. The case of disposables, featuring a great variety and prices, is overflowing. And the alternative section, including new ways to relax, along with new accessories from sources you can trust. Did I mention the Wildberry incense? There's no time to detail at all. You have to see it, smell it, and vape it for yourself. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
We are 59.9 seconds away from the end of regulation. Let's put it that way. Benedictine with the basketball. They're going to run a little clock right here. Taking their time. 19 on the shot clock. Benedictine with the basketball up 1. 61-60. The ball goes into the corner. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson starts to drive. Now kicks out topside. 7-6. 5. The shot up. No, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul. That time Kramer drove to the bucket, couldn't hit the shot, but she's coming to the free throw line for a couple free throw opportunities here. Officials looking over to the far sideline, and I think Coach Hawking, yep, Coach Hawking is going to utilize a timeout before the free throws. Joseph, let's do it. Hopefully this is our final timeout of the ballgame. We're going to take a break. 30 seconds left in this contest. It's Benedictine 61, Clark 60.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
As we come back to the semifinals champion, or excuse me, the semifinals game of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Tournament, Allie Kramer will put up a free throw. She'll hit the first. She will get the ball. Eye up the second one. She can give her team a 3-point lead right here, and she does. The senior out of Nemaha Central hits two big free throws right here, and if you look back into the second quarter, she missed two free throws in the second quarter. Well, she's hit them when it counts. Now, Coach Hawking is going to utilize the timeout, but Joseph, we're going to keep it here. Don't worry about that. The only reason he's calling that timeout is he wants to move the ball up into the forecourt, have the ball at the 28-foot line. We have this conversation all the time. Here you are, 35 seconds left in the contest. Benedictine leading 63-60. If you're Clark, you're probably thinking that you, at this point, I think you're just a little far outside to where you have time to probably put up a quick shot, get it, and then foul. If you're Benedictine, if this thing were somewhere around the 10-second mark, I would say you go ahead and foul. But the Lady Ravens have already put themselves at the 5 fouls. Clark at 4 right now, so the next foul will put them over. So we're going to see free throws, basically, for the rest of this ballgame. And I say the rest of this ballgame because, man, this thing has been nip and tuck throughout. Lady Ravens are going to come out on the floor right now with Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer. You're going to have Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Kyra Mizoraka. Here we go. The ball comes in play. Clark works it around. Looking. They want to get it to McDermott. They finally do, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Benedictine. So Clark going to have it underneath their own bucket. 25 seconds left in the game, 21 on the shot clock. They're going to look, bring it way out on top. It's going to be handled there by Macy Kutcha. Kutcha's pass off to the right to Hayes, back out on top. McDermott starts in, her shot up, no, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul against the Lady Ravens. This one going to go against Mizoraka. It's going to bring Nicole McDermott to the free throw line. Nicole has not done much this afternoon. Conference Player of the Year, we've said it all afternoon. Well, she only has 5 points to go along with 3 fouls today, but can bring her team to not tie or lead, but she can bring them back to within one. 63-60 with 15 seconds left. Official takes their time, make sure everybody's lined up the way they would like to be, and here we go. McDermott, first free throw, perfect. So McDermott's going to hit the first. She'll have one more coming her way. Second one, no good. Off the back iron, it's long, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball on the rebound. Jump ball, possession arrow back to Clark. Wow. So Clark going to have the ball back. 63-61. Benedictine leads by two with 13 seconds left. Clark with the basketball underneath their own bucket. You know this thing's headed to overtime. All right, here we go. Inbounding the ball is going to be Izzy Peterson. is he throws it way out towards midcourt. It's going to be handled there by Nicole McDermott. She's going to cross over, kick it off to the left side, thought about the three, instead they'll come back inside. McDermott gives a little head fake. They've got three on the shot clock. On the game clock, two, one. We're going to get a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be a charge. The shot went through, but the official is calling a charge. Now, the officials are going to come together and talk about this. I think we're wiping away the bucket, and we're going to have an offensive foul as Coach Hawking has come unglued. The officials are coming to the scorer's table. They're talking about it. If it's a charge, you can't give the bucket. And it is. Wipe the bucket away. Give Benedictine a timeout. And I think the only reason Coach Folsom is calling this is just to make sure everybody's on the same page. And here we set with 2 seconds left in the ballgame. Benedictine leads Clark 63-61. Joseph, we're keeping it here. The winner of this ballgame is going to get Grandview next week. You talk about Grandview this afternoon. Wow, they dismantled Mid-America. Grandview coming away with a 77-46 victory this afternoon. Benedictine, by utilizing that timeout, they're going to be able to move the ball all the way up into the forecourt. As soon as this thing is over, we're headed to Winchester for Class 2A Girls Championship game. We'll pick that one up in action as the guys will follow. Benedictine with the basketball. 1.9 seconds left in a 2-point lead. All they've got to do is get it in. They will. The ball goes underneath, and that'll do it. Your final here tonight, Benedictine 63, Clark 61. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
So quickly, let's reset what's going on here. There's no time on the clock, according to what is on the actual clock. Now, the officials are at the scorer's table. They're checking something out. This is what happened was the Lady Ravens inbounded the ball. They got it down to the little block. It was a foul as the buzzer went off. And I feel like the officials are going to decide to probably just wave this thing off. If not, there has to be like less than a second left. Benedictine with a 2-point lead in for Clark. I mean, even if they were to get the ball back, it really wouldn't matter. The officials are lining it up, and they're going to say, here we go. The only difference this is going to make is the spread of this ball game. They're going to shoot free throws with half of a second left, and while they do that, it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs up there. But let me give you some numbers on what has happened tonight. Taylor Hayes scored 27 points, had 10 rebounds tonight. The first one was no good. Maya Mershman had 12 points and 8 for Taylor Norris. Nicole McDermott, Conference Player of the Year, held to 6 today for Clark. For Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines, 10 points tonight. She got into the 1,000-point club. Congratulations to her. Allie Kramer with 9. 9 for Josie Weiser. 3 of 4 from behind the arc. It was Nicole Stork with 6. Kennedy Nicholson with 4. Lauren Dubert with 4. Kyra Mizoraka with 4. Riley Rottinghouse with 3. The second free throw up. No good. And now I can tell you that Jennifer Jacobs finishes the ball game with 14. And I can say that, but yet, coach is going to utilize his final timeout with a half a second left. Clark is going to get it. I swear we're going to send this thing to Winchester just any minute now. The officials taking lots of time is, I don't know if I can blame this completely as Iowa officials. We're close enough to, you know, Illinois and Wisconsin that, you know, it might not completely be Iowa officials, but nonetheless, 63-61, half a second left. Okay, we're going to see the free throw. It's up. Got it. Make it 64-61. Clark is going to throw it to midcourt. Not going to be touched. Lady Raven's going to get it under their own bucket, and that's going to do it. So, again, our final here tonight, Benedictine punches their ticket to next week. They will be playing at Grandview in Des Moines. Benedictine, with this win tonight, moves to 20-10 overall. And for Clark, they're going to fall to 28-2. Joseph, thank you as always. Great job this afternoon for Gus Kaus. Hope you enjoyed it. And now let's send it to Winchester for high school basketball.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.